Say Uncle, the story of Vaughn Michael. Written, performed, produced by Vaughn Murray. This story takes place in Detroit, Michigan. Late 80s, early 90s. On screen, Sunday. Exterior, Irvington Street. Daybreak. Vaughn Michael, 12-year-old African-American boy, is delivering the Detroit Free Press. Vaughn Michael, voiceover, talking while delivering newspapers. Omission, okay, O-M-I-S-S-I-O-N, something neglected or left undone. Extrovert, E-X-T-R-O-V-E-R-T, a gregarious and unreserved person. What does that mean? Somebody who is reserved would be laid back, and so someone unreserved would be upbeat and outgoing. I'm ready. Runs with shopping cart. Captain, the ship is under attack. Scotty, prepare to release the torpedoes. Force fields up. They're firing upon us. The ship has been invaded. Sulu, can we get warp speed anytime soon? Now it's time for TRL. And I'm your host, Carson Daly. And number two this week is Ja Rule and Ashanti.
Baby, I'm not always there when you call, but I'm always on time.
A neighbor in pajamas raises his window. Neighbor.
Boy, shut the heck up.
Exterior, neighborhood corner, afternoon. A group of teenage girls dance to music and laugh.
Hey!
A house. An attractive middle-aged man drags on a marble and waters the lawn while talking to his neighbor and his wife. Wife.
Boo, where that freeloader go when I read him present? Don't you know he a hot mess of all Wayne County?
Neighbor to wife.
Don't worry, honey. He bringing it back soon.
To man.
Yo, Mr. K, please make sure you bring back my old lady's pit.
Man.
No problem. I'll bring your grill back tomorrow, man.
Neighbor.
Yeah, that's what you said 6 months ago about that electric can opener.
Man.
No, that's different. This is too big to keep for more than a couple of weeks.
The couple shares an awkward laugh. KJ's porch. Vaughn Michael. A nice-looking 12-year-old boy and his three buddies, Sax, KJ, and Pete, are sitting on the front porch drinking cherry Kool-Aid and having a good time playing the dozens. Vaughn Michael.
Your mama is so fat, she went to the beach on Sunday, and on Monday she returned with harpoons in her back.
Sax, your mama is so old, she sat behind Jesus in kindergarten. KJ,
oh snap, that's some funny stuff, y'all. He got you, Vaughn Michael.
Vaughn Michael.
Oh, I got him too. Take this, little homie.
Vaughn Michael kicks the glass of Kool-Aid into Sax's mouth, causing his lip to bleed. Pete.
Oh, heck no.
Sax, angry.
You punk, man. I'ma kick your butt.
Sax stands up and punches Vaughn Michael. The boys begin fighting. They fall from the front porch onto the front lawn. Vaughn Michael on top of Sax.
You can't whoop my butt. You ugly little man. You just mad because you dumb.
Sax.
Forget you.
Vaughn Michael stuffs grass into Sax's mouth. Vaughn Michael.
Now say uncle. Say it!
Sax.
Uncle!
Pete finally grabs Vaughn Michael off of Sax, while KJ helps Sax to his feet. Vaughn Michael.
Have you had enough, huh?
Sax runs across the street as the other boys watch, then returns with an object behind his back. Vaughn Michael continued.
What you hiding? You freak!
Sax reveals a brick. Pete.
Put that down, man! He whooped your butt fair and square.
KJ.
Yeah, man. Fight with your fists.
Vaughn Michael, like a lion.
You hit me with that brick, and I'll kick your butt. Do it.
KJ and Pete try to take the brick from Sax, but are unsuccessful. Sax, throwing the brick. The brick hits Vaughn Michael's head. Everyone is stunned. Blood squirts from Vaughn Michael's head. Neighbors come running. Sax sees the fire in Vaughn Michael's eyes and rushes off. Von Michael attempts to run after him, but Pete and KJ hold him back. Pete.
Von Michael, you bleeding, man?
Von Michael.
I don't care. Let me go. I'ma kill him. You better run. I'ma find you.
Von Michael's house. Moments later, Sherry, Von Michael's 19-year-old sister, rushes over from across the street to find Von Michael in the front house, drenched in blood. Sherry.
I can't believe you got your head busted. Are you okay?
Monifa, Von Michael's 16-year-old sister, follows her. Monifa.
You always causing some trouble. Mama and Chuck gonna whoop your butt.
Notice his wound.
Oh my God. What'd he do? What'd he hit you with? A house?
Sherry to Von Michael.
Go in the house and go clean up.
Chuck, Von Michael's 40-year-old father, walks over with a water hose. Chuck to Von Michael.
I saw that. Get your butt in the house. Now. I should whoop your butt. Getting your butt whooped. And we only been here for a couple of months.
Von Michael, under his breath.
Forget you.
Runs in house. Interior of Von Michael's bathroom. Continuous. Von Michael is dressing his wound. Chuck watches. Chuck.
I can't believe you got your butt kicked. I mean, we only been in this neighborhood for a couple of months, and you're already getting your butt kicked.
Light to Marvor.
You getting blood all over the bathroom floor. You better clean this up. Where are the scissors?
Von Michael. Reaches under the sink.
Here.
Chuck.
How in the heck did this happen?
Von Michael.
How do you think? I ran up to the brick and hit it with my head.
Chuck slaps on Michael's head.
You smart little... Ooh, ain't you? That's probably how you got that gash.
Drags on the cigarette. Von Michael.
I need to go to the hospital.
Von Michael picks up the mirror and looks at his wound through the reflection. Von Michael continued.
This is out of control.
Chuck. Give me the scissors.
Chuck cuts the hair from around the wound.
Chuck, well, you ain't going to the hospital. We can't afford it. It ain't always about you. I'm trying to keep food on the table and the lights on.
Von Michael controls the bleeding with a damp towel. Von Michael,
I need stitches.
Chuck, boy, you keep talking and I'm gonna bust your head open myself.
Von Michael starts to exit.
Von Michael.
You need to get a job. You so lazy. You freaking crackhead.
He dashes out for dear life. Chuck chases after Von Michael, but he gets away. On screen, Monday, interior school, morning. Middle school kids are bustling through the hallways. Von Michael is taking his time, waving at the pretty girls and giving dap to his neighbored homies. The morning bell sounds, and he just makes it inside the classroom door. Miss Tular, a heavy-set black teacher, gives Von Michael a dirty look. Classroom later. Miss Tular.
Okay, I found an article in the Free Press, and I want us to read it out loud. Then we'll have our current events discussion. Anyone want to volunteer?
She passes out copies of the article. Von Michael and four other students volunteer with enthusiasm.
Me.
Miss Tular.
All right, Von Michael, but please act appropriate. I don't have the patience for your sarcasm today.
Von Michael.
Thank you, Miss Tular. I am so ecstatic that you have given me the opportunity to indulge in such delightful journalism.
He clears his throat and begins to read.
After serving 7 years, the president has truly embarrassed the White House. The American people deserve more than an adulterer.
Interrupting himself.
Who cares about who Mr. President is sleeping with? We should focus on foreign policy, a slumping economy, families on welfare, and racism. Who cares about the president shagging some intern?
Classroom responds in disbelief. Make sound. Miss Tular,
I don't know what to do with you, young man. You are such a smart ass.
Von Michael.
Did you just curse at me? Isn't that against school policy, Mr. Lott?
That's it. Out! Go to the principal's office.
Classroom response.
Ooh.
By Michael. Oh, I get it. You mad at me because I can read, huh? And I thought this was the honors track.
Giving her the finger.
Track this.
Classroom laughs out loud. Mr. Lott.
Get the heck out of my class now!
Mr. Lott grabs Von Michael by his arm and pulls him out. Von Michael.
Get your hands off me, you fat whale!
He pushes her.
That's against Article 13 in the Student Code of Conduct.
The classroom is devastated. Gary, a disabled student, stands up. Gary.
Yo, why are you grabbing him like that? We are all witnesses, and I'm telling.
One of Von Michael's Latina classmates, Sarah, jaw drops in disbelief. Miss Tular to Gary.
Sit your handicapped butt down.
Gary breaks into tears. Von Michael.
You're such a fat whale.
Von Michael grabs backpack and exits, slamming the door behind him. School stairwell, afternoon. Von, Michael, and Sarah standing under the stairwell. Sarah.
Mr. Law is out of control. I'm so happy you took up for your boy Gary. But somebody needs to take up for you, boo.
Touching Von Michael's wounded head.
Von Michael. What happened to your head?
Von Michael. I got into an altercation.
Sarah.
You keep it up, you're gonna lose all your teeth like smiling the neighborhood drunk. Von Michael.
Girl, I know you've been watching me since first grade, and I was wondering if I could get a kiss. Before you answer, can't commit to being your boyfriend. I see how that whole thing works. You be calling me all the time and ask me where I've been.
I know that's not gonna work, because my parents can barely keep the phone on.
Sarah, hold up. Who makes you think I'm gonna be calling you? You ain't all that.
Under breath.
I get mad numbers on a regular.
Sarah grabs Von Michael's neck and kisses him. Von Michael gives her a French kiss and grabs her butt. Sarah, shocked.
All right, Von Michael, pump your brakes.
Von Michael,
calm down, girl. I ain't whipping out no condom or nothing.
Sarah, let's make it to first base.
First.
Sarah grabs Von Michael's butt and French kisses him back. Interior. Von Michael's house, living room, evening. Von Michael walks into the house and finds his sister, Monifa, and her drug-dealing boyfriend, Ronnie, chilling on the couch and smoking marijuana. Monifa takes a quick puff.
Sup, shorty? You remember Ronnie, right?
Von Michael, give dad.
Yo, what's up, man? How you living?
Oh, I see how you living, King. With all that platinum in your mouth, the ice around your neck, Ronnie takes a puff.
All right, man. Calm down. I heard you getting A's and B's and stuff. What you gonna be? Doctor or lawyer?
Monifa.
Yeah, he's smart, all right.
Von Michael. I was thinking maybe a police officer or a narcotics agent. Ron, laughing but serious.
Yo, Mo, let me have a beat for a minute.
Monifa.
Alright, boo. I'm going to give me some pink lemonade.
Monifa goes to the kitchen. Ronnie, awkward beat.
Yo, let me hit you off with a couple of dollars, alright?
By Michael.
No, man, I'm cool.
Ronnie, take this.
I'm proud of you.
Ronnie tries to hand him a $50 bill.
Ronnie,
I just wish someone would have told me the same.
Von Michael, yo, you know I can't take your money, especially for somebody that sells drugs. If I take your money, you expect me to pay you back by being a lookout in the corner or distribute drugs to other kids, then go serve time, have to report to my parole officer? I ain't down for that. Like my mom said, the only sure thing in your life is yourself.
Ronnie,
I was trying to look out for you, little brother.
You know what I mean?
By Michael. I'm determined to get out of this place, this hood, this whole situation. Most of all, away from my father. Besides, he'll probably smoke it up anyway. They both laugh. Monifa returns. Monifa kisses Ronnie.
What y'all talking about, okay? Cause me and my boo gotta make some moves. Plus, Ronnie's baby girl hungry too. Black Barbie's gotta eat too, okay?
Exterior, neighborhood basketball court. Later, Von Michael, KJ, and Pete shoot some hoops. Von Michael,
yo, pass the rock and D up. Every man for himself.
KJ,
Von Michael, you know you the only black man I know who can't jump.
Boys laugh. KJ,
my mom told me that Chuck wouldn't take you to the hospital.
Pete, I could understand. Last summer, I fell on some glass. We went to the emergency room, and it cost over $900 for some stitches.
But Michael makes a three-point. Pete, well, his nerdy butt sure enough can scold.
By Michael, I admit my form sucks, but so does your mom.
The boys all laugh when Von Michael tries to dribble under his legs, but KJ snatches and scores.
KJ dunks.
Suck on these nuts in your face.
What? MVP strikes again?
Big baby.
Von Michael, seriously, I want a rematch.
Pete, no problem, Mac Daddy.
KJ,
yeah. We heard you was getting your groove on with that fine Latina Sarah.
Von Michael,
that's none of your business. Don't worry about her.
Pete, ain't you supposed to be at home when the streetlights come on?
Oh, you just trying to avoid your daddy because you got in trouble doing homeroom.
Von Michael, whatever, man. D up or kick rocks. Points to exit. On screen, Tuesday, interior, principal's office. Afternoon, Mrs. Gold Million.
A 40-year-old attractive woman
sits across from Chuck and Von Michael.
Chuck, why are we here this time?
Miss Gomillion. Von Michael caught one of our substitutes, a fat whale, then pushed her.
Chuck, dang it, this boy is out of control. He's like this at home too, cursing and fighting me at home, disrespecting me and his mother, trifling little...
Von Michael. I am not.
Chuck. Yes, you are.
Von Michael. I don't talk back to my mama, Mrs. Goldmillion.
Excuse me?
Von Michael. That's your side.
Von Michael.
Mrs. Goldmillion, I was reading an article for Current Affairs Day. And Mrs. Tulard asked for comments, and I said I didn't care for Mr. President and his intern relations. I'd rather read something that actually affects our lives, like terrorism or racism.
Chuck. Shut the heck up. You don't know everything. What about the recent layoffs at the big three auto plants and how I ain't got no more health insurance?
Miss Gomillion. Mr. Kirby, please. Von Michael snickers. Mrs. Gomillion to Von Michael.
Zip it.
This is a serious matter, Von Michael. Mrs. Tulard explicitly stated that you pushed her, and you know putting your hands on staff members is not permitted at Carver Educational Center.
Von Michael.
The same goes for staff members putting their hands on students. Did the substitute also tell you that she called Gary a handicap?
Mrs. Gomillion.
Enough.
I'll address that issue with Gary's parents.
Chuck, raising his hand.
Yeah, shut the heck up.
Mrs. Gomillion.
Mr. Kirby,
you have to control yourself in my office.
Von Michael snickers.
Chuck. So, what's gonna happen? Cause I got things to do.
Miss Gomillion to Chuck. We have two issues here, to Von Michael. One, who do you think you are not reporting to the office when told to? I'm giving you 2 weeks detention for that. And two, never put your hands on a staff member under any circumstances.
You're lucky that I don't suspend your behind from this entire district.
Fortunately for you, Mrs. Tulard's classroom tactics were under investigation anyway.
So, there you have it, Von Michael. Detention for 2 weeks, and I'm going to be watching over you like a hawk.
Chuck. Yeah, we're going to be watching him too.
Von Michael.
Thanks, Mrs. Gomillion.
Miss Gomillion.
Don't thank me. Thank God. Because he's the only reason why you are still sitting in this office and not in jail.
Michael, you are too smart. Father Michael stands and grabs his things. Interior, Father Michael bedroom, night. Father Michael starts to draw an illustration. We angle on his watercolor markers. And then his finished piece of art. It's a faucet flowing into a small pond with a big vibrant colored fish surrounded by tiny fish. On screen, Wednesday. Interior, Father Michael's house. Kitchen, morning. Father Michael is preparing himself a quick breakfast. Eggs, sausage, chocolate chip pancakes. He dices green peppers, onions, with ease. In fact, his motions seem to be that of a short order cook. Evie walks in. Evie, I thought I heard some noise coming from this kitchen. Father Michael, Mom, did I make this right? Evie tastes pancakes. This tastes just like Miriam's. Father Michael, honored. You for real? Evie, oh yeah. Some mornings I'd be missing my mama and worrying why she had to leave. I couldn't put my school uniform on straight. But Miriam would call me in the kitchen, and on the table would be a stack of her famous golden chocolate chip pancakes with a side of strawberry butter. Miriam and her food was my saving grace. By Michael. Well, I didn't know about the strawberry butter. She scarfs down the food as Chuck enters. Chuck.
Hey, where you off to?
Evie kisses Chuck. The same place I go Monday through Sunday. How you feeling this morning? You want something to eat? Chuck childishly shakes his head yes. Chuck.
You know, I had to meet Von Michael's principal yesterday. Knowing everybody again.
Evie. Von Michael.
Chuck to Evie. I spent most of the night researching a boarding school on the internet. I want him out of here.
Chuck slightly bumps Evie on the way out, slaps her on the butt, drinks her coffee, and begins eating her breakfast. Evie to Chuck.
Oh, Chuck, cut that out.
To Von Michael.
Von Michael, stay out of trouble.
You know I expect more from you. You're smart, so act like it, okay? Von Michael nods yes. Chuck.
Baby, don't baby that little boy. As far as I'm concerned, he's a grown man.
Chuck walks to the adjacent bathroom to urinate, leaving the door open. We hear him farting and burping. Von Michael, reacting to Chuck's vulgarity.
Dang, caveman.
Mama, let's move out of here. You deserve better. Plus, the girls are older, so they can hold their own. Listen to him. He's disgusting.
You need better and deserve better. Chuck is heard walking upstairs as Evie Pager goes off. Evie, trying to convince Von Michael.
He's coming home earlier now. Ain't hanging out as much and using as much.
Thank God. Von Michael,
have you smelled him lately?
Two words. Crack house.
Evie, honey, let's pick this up another time. I have to run and get to the office. Don't worry. Things here will get better.
She hugs Von Michael tight and exits. Interior. Real estate office. Day. Evie arrives at work with her briefcase in hand. Jack peeks his head out of the office. Jack.
Yo, E.I. in my office.
Evie rushes into Jack's office while taking off her coat. Jack's office continues. Jack.
Evie. Where are your total monies for Golden Towers?
Evie.
What do you mean?
Light bulb moment. Jack, the amount you documented isn't the amount you deposited yesterday.
Evie.
Oh?
Jack. What happened?
Evie. I went back home for lunch yesterday after the Golden Tower closing. I left my briefcase with the other half of the monies. My husband was supposed to bring it in.
I'll take care of it.
Jack.
Please do.
Evie begins to exit and turns. Jack. Oh, by the way, I'm going to need you to come with me to Stockton Terrace this evening.
Evie.
Okay, no problem.
Evie quickly exits Jack's office. Ladies' room. Moments later, Evie, sitting in a stall, talking into her cell phone.
Where's the rest of the money you promised me?
Chuck. I took it there.
We hear Chuck snorting a line of coke. Evie,
don't worry about it.
We hear Chuck drop the phone. Evie, thinking he hung up.
Turk.
Chuck. What you say? Woman. Who you think you talking to?
Slams down the phone. Edie. She hears a dial tone.
I didn't mean it. Hello? Hello?
Evie takes a deep breath and pulls herself together. Interior. Von Michael's house, parents' bedroom, continues. Chuck hangs up the phone and talks with his drug buddy, Lacey. She's a white woman in her late 40s with a deep voice. Lacey sips on Henny and takes a drag.
Who was that, Chuck? Bill Bird.
Chuck snorts a line.
It's like a brother can't do nothing right. I mean, every time we need something done around here, I take care of it. If something needs to be fixed, I fix it. If something needs to be washed, I wash it. Hey, I take out the trash and watch the kids. Lazy.
Well, Chuck, it ain't like we got jobs. You keep stealing from Evie, and she gonna leave your butt just like Raymond, my second husband. You gotta do right by her, Chuck. Treat her like a lady supposed to be treated.
Chuck snorts another line and giggles.
Lacey, I can't give back that money, cause we sniffing it, girl.
They both laugh. On screen Thursday, interior, Von Michael's speech class, afternoon. Kathy and Cooper are in front of class. Kathy.
In conclusion, my family tree means so much to me because it allows me to know who my ancestors are.
Cooper. It also allows us to know where we're going in life. After all, if you know your past, you can sometimes forecast your future. Mr. Henderson. Very, very interesting. Alrighty. Next up, Von Michael and Rodney. Von Michael and Rodney take a second in the huddle position. Then they begin. Von Michael.
Welcome to the Von Michael Springer Show! I'm your host, Von Michael Springer! Today, we'll be focusing on families and their relationships with their transvestite cousin sisters. Please give a warm welcome to Caramel! She is from the Big Apple and she definitely has a story to tell!
Rodney quickly knots his shirt and cuffs his pants up high. He speaks like a stereotypical drag queen. Rodney.
Hey, hey, how y'all doing? How y'all mamas doing? My mama's good. Thanks for asking.
The class boos and hisses.
Boo, boo, sss, boo, sss.
Von Michael, quiet down for a sec. I think she has something worthwhile to say. Rodney.
Don't hate. Anyway, Von Michael, I just want to say I love your show and I want your audience to know that I love them no matter what. In fact, I love everybody.
I just don't know why nobody loves me.
The classroom shows passion. Class. Aww. By Michael. Why do you think they don't like you, Caramel? You're a beautiful drag queen with a great spirit and a story to tell. What do you think, audience? The class offers encouragement to Rodney. Class.
Caramel! Caramel!
Rodney, see?
It's like my family has a relationship with my sister, but not me. I mean, they call her smart and always say she got pretty feet. I mean, don't I have pretty feet?
Rodney takes off his shoes to reveal his corns. The class responds with his.
Boo! Boo!
Some students respond with thumbs down.
Ooh, those feet smell like corn chips, stinky girl.
Rodney. I don't understand.
I get my manicures, my pedicures, early Saturday at 3 p.m. and I always keep my weave tight. Okay?
Von Michael laughing.
So, who does your wig?
The class chants. Class.
Von Michael. Von Michael. Von Michael.
Right.
Ooh, you don't know me. You don't know me.
Stands.
Don't make me get up and whip your beep and smack you in your beep and beat your mouth. Beep.
Swinging and running.
Ooh.
Ronnie runs off stage crying. Mr. Henderson. And that's a wrap. Your time is up. Actually, I thought it was slightly amusing yet painful. However, very engaging. So I gave you an A-. The class chants.
By my God. By my God.
Michael and Rodney smile.